shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. Every single spring, that first day that I walk outside and I see that yellow dust all over my truck, I'm like, that is Satan's dandruff. It destroys me. I legitimately can't go outside for longer than 3 minutes because my eyes get swollen, my eyes get puffy, my nose gets congested, and I just simply can't breathe. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so that you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. When I started taking Claritin D about 2 months ago, I can finally get back outside and play pickleball again, which is what I love to do, but I couldn't do it because my allergies were so bad. Claritin D has legitimately allowed me to go outside again. Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. It is Thursday, December 14th, 2023. Live from Tokyo, Japan, Carlos Whitaker, Sohaila Whitaker, and Heather Whitaker on the Human Hope Podcast. Here we go. Okay, familia, we are live in our Airbnb.
We are in Tokyo.
We are in Tokyo.
Japan.
We are in Japan.
A little jet lagged.
A little jet lagged. How are we doing, ladies?
Well, we had a wonderful day.
It was beautifully jam-packed.
Yeah.
And we were about 10 steps from our door.
Yes.
Yep.
And we were so looking forward to showering and climbing in bed and falling asleep when you informed us that we have a podcast.
I'm sorry. I told you we were doing a podcast.
At the very beginning of the day, like
at
8
o'clock this morning.
Yeah,
how
I
was supposed to remember?
And then you didn't say anything until we were walking in the door, stumbling.
So we are doing fantastic. We're just a little...
Yeah. Well, first of all, you're not being watched on YouTube because you told me when I said, hey, I'm going to record video, you
are
both
you
looked at me like,
you? Are you videoing yourself right now?
No, I'm not even videoing me. I decided to not even.
Well, that's all right. Let me paint a picture for
okay,
everyone.
Go ahead.
I took a shower. So I came out and my hair was like a disaster from the shower, and I walk out and Cross goes, we're gonna be on the camera, and he looked at me and his face was like,
yeah,
old eyeballs, like, oh, like, yikes.
I made the face.
You made the face. And so
we're not doing video.
But
I thought, you know, what a great,
but we're here.
We're here. We're in Tokyo. And just kind of to round out my last three podcasts of the year, it's just gonna be me. And I thought, well, this one needed to be me and you two. This trip to Tokyo was actually Sohaila's 16th birthday trip.
That's true.
Sohaila. Right. And so tell us about these birthday trips that apparently we're supposed to give all of our kids when they turn 16.
Apparently. I didn't know it was going to happen. That's for sure.
But what was it?
Okay. Well, basically, when we were 16, my
How old
mom
are you
and
now?
Dad, I'm 21. Yeah.
Yep.
Uh-huh. My mom and dad were like, so instead of us buying you a car or like giving you money for a car, we're actually going to like take you anywhere you want in the world.
Yeah.
With like obviously reasonable prices, right?
Yeah.
And so I was like, well, I want to go to Tokyo. 16-year-old Sohaila decided that and has stuck with it. The only situation is that it's supposed to just be me and my parents,
yes,
not an additional person,
right?
Because you know, they're not going to pay for that. And so I'm getting married, fun fact, in May.
Everybody on the podcast knows that you're getting married.
Yes, in May. That being said, I didn't think I was going to be able to go to Tokyo at all before I get married. And then I'm not going to just ditch Brady and be like, sorry, I'm going to go with my parents real fast, stay at home. So I kind of lost hope with the whole trip situation. We talk about that later.
Yes. Yeah, sure.
And then, well, now, surprisingly,
yeah,
we're in Tokyo.
It really was out of the blue.
Very.
About out of the blue. 3 weeks ago, maybe a month ago. Carlos, what'd you say to me?
I said, hey, babe, in order to hit Diamond on Delta, because Diamond now has a threshold of dollars spent as opposed to just miles flown. And so now I have to spend dollars as well as miles. And I hadn't hit the dollar and I needed to spend like, what, $2,300 or something like that. So what I was just going to do is I was going to have Whitney from Wisconsin just buy more expensive seats to my last four flights of the year. And that would get me there. And I told Heather that. And you said,
We're not wasting that money. So
yeah.
We bought tickets as well.
We did. To Tokyo. Yeah, well, and you told me what, Heather?
Because you said, I don't want to go far. I just want to be someplace like, you were thinking probably literally, like Mexico or I don't know.
Guys, cover your faces. I'm taking a photo.
I did. And I knew that you didn't want to go to Europe and I knew I could get you.
How could you not want to go to Europe?
No, I didn't say I didn't want to go to Europe.
Well, I think you were saying like you didn't want to travel far.
No,
like,
I wanted to go to like Maine or something.
Yeah,
Maine.
And I knew that I could get you.
I'm in freaking Tokyo.
In
right
Tokyo,
now.
You are.
And so what did I say? I said, I know you don't want to travel far, but what about Tokyo?
And so here's the deal. I'll be honest with you. That's when the trip happened. Heather was like, we haven't taken Sohaila on her 16th birthday trip.
That's true.
And then I thought, oh my gosh, okay, so it's Sohaila's kind of like last hurrah trip just as a single person with us. Also, it's her birthday trip. Also, she's getting married.
Birthday.
Also, I love Japan. I love the flavors and everything over here.
So the only thing,
I'll be honest, is what?
Here we are.
Well, here we are. But the only thing is, halfway still didn't want to come because we're without our two other kids and it's the week before, like 2 weeks before Christmas.
Right.
And so that was the only bummer. And so Sayana, you know, wasn't too excited or fond of us leaving because she moved back home for Christmas break and we left. So if you want to know how close our family is, that's kind of what happens. We all went skiing and we went to Fresh Life Church in Montana, did the whole thing. And then we dropped the kids off at the airport. They flew to Nashville. We flew to Tokyo and here we are. So
that's a really long explanation.
Well, it's fine. I mean, people want to know.
All right, here we are.
I mean,
guys,
even if they didn't want to know, then they've got it. So let's hop right into it. So Hayla, how are you feeling about the wedding?
Whoa, we're really jumping into
let's go.
Well, the wedding, I'm getting married sooner rather than later.
Okay, so hold on.
Yes.
Is it weird to you, like, to think that?
No, because I feel like it's been a long time coming.
Okay.
Like, we've all kind of prepared for it for, like, a solid year that I'm like, oh yeah, I'm ready, more than ready. So it's not right, oh my God, I'm getting married or I'm having a wedding. It's like, okay, I have to like figure this out in order to get this done. It's not necessarily like, oh my gosh, this is so surreal.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going, it's moving. It's not as fun as it sounds, but I also—
what does that mean? Unpack that for us.
Well, the thing is, throughout this process, me and Mom have realized that I'm more of a dreamer and not a planner.
Okay.
Therefore, when things, you know, when you have to actually plan things to make the wedding happen,
right,
that's not my forte.
But give me an example. Give me an example of Sohaila dreaming versus realizing, Sohaila planning.
Well, there's this place we want to get married.
Okay.
And
in Wyoming,
Jackson. Wyoming, and we need shuttles to get people to this place.
Yeah.
And we didn't know how expensive shuttles would be. I just thought, oh, this is where I want to get married. Great. People will show up and there. That's that. Not like, oh, we have to find a way to get people to
because there's only
place.
Like five parking yes. spots yes. and there's more than five people coming. Right.
And then like another example is like finding my bridesmaid dresses. Like uh-huh. I would have thought that would have been a lot more easier than it is right now. Like I'm on Pinterest, like looking at all the cute dresses.
Oh, yeah.
But then when it comes to like buying them and finding them for my girls, uh-huh. that is another.
How does it work the
I
same, Heather?
Know.
Like when you had bridesmaids and Sohaila, like is there what's different?
No, because now everyone has like you kind of pick. Well, it's not always this way, but a lot of times like you pick your color palette, if you will, yes. and then the dresses can all look also, different. Ours were like exactly the same.
Yeah. What was that, Sohaila?
I don't have a color palette. And the thing is that I'm very, like, in my dreaming stages. Like, I know what I want, but actually finding it is, like, where it's hard.
I need to let the podcast listeners know that I'm learning all this along with you. I don't know any of this stuff. Like, I've actually not been, you know, super involved in the...
really?
When was it, babe, a couple weeks ago?
You're not involved in anything.
I know. When was like, it a couple weeks ago that I said... I looked at you like,
oh,
do you want me to be more involved in this?
And I'm like, no.
Because I remember really thinking funny. Like, am I supposed to be more involved in this? Like, than am I
supposed to know these things?
Yeah. And I just don't. Funny, I don't know anything. Dirty. So this is just yeah. as beneficial for me as yes. it is for all of the podcast listeners.
I will say that she is as far away from a bridezilla as it could be. Like she literally does not care.
I really
like
don't.
I know what she wants, and
that
I,
is, guys. Yeah,
so it's just
it
easy.
Is a blessing upon blessings that I have Heather Whitaker as my mom, because she just knows what I want, and I just go, I don't really know, mom. Like, what do you think? And she's like, I think you like this, and she's right every single time, and it's made
really?
The process a lot more easier. If I'm being completely honest. Hey, we don't want to be.
No, listen, I'm going to put, Dad, I'm going to put,
don't take pictures.
I'm taking photos of them right now. I'm going to put like little emojis over your heads just so
oh
that people
my
see. Okay, so wedding's yes. going good. How, tell me this. How involved is Brady in the wedding planning?
Surprisingly, he's quite opinionated.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Now, why is that surprising?
Because, you know, well, it's.
Maybe it's not surprising.
It's not really surprising.
If you know Brady.
Yeah. I actually, like, you know, you hear all the guys like, oh, I never did anything with the wedding planning. Like
I didn't.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's so many men that don't really care what happens. They just care that, you know, they're at the end of the aisle, the end.
Yeah.
But Brady, if you know him, he loves to plan. He loves to dream like me and... therefore, he has opinions about things I didn't think he would have opinions about. And so it's actually made it a little bit tricky at times, but
it's
also
been funny
great.
On my end too, because I've been like, oh, I need to ask Brady.
Exactly.
Oh, really?
And it's funny because it's like, I've actually enjoyed it so much more because he actually is involved. Like, it makes it like a team thing. It's not just like the bride choosing things. Like, having him be involved is actually super awesome on my behalf, because I'm like, what do we actually want? We, not just me. It's
right.
it's our party. It's not just my party. It's his. And like, so that's been a really cool thing to navigate. And also it's like obviously great learning how to make big decisions together, like for kind of the first time. And so that's also been a good learning curve for both of us. And yeah, he likes his thoughts and ideas, and I like it
did
too.
Did you know that there's this kind of father the bride rule that for every opinion that the groom has, his family has to pitch in 10% more of the wedding costs?
You might need to call Betsy.
Okay, so I'm going to call Betsy and Taylor and just let them know. Listen, you're paying for half the wedding.
Fun fact.
Fun fact. No, that's great. This week, Human Hope is partnering with a brand new partner, one that I'm really excited about because it's going to help my 50-year-old teeth. That's right. 50 years I've had these teeth. And for 50 years, I've been using kind of, you know, whatever toothpaste is laying around. Not no mo. Can I tell you something? Did you know that you swallow 5 to 7% of your toothpaste every single time you brush your teeth? That's an entire blob of toothpaste every 7 days. Most commercial toothpastes are filled with harsh chemicals, artificial flavors, and preservatives. Not stuff you want to be putting in your mouth, let alone eating. That's why Bite makes dry toothpaste tablets made with clean ingredients that are sulfate-free, palm oil-free, and glycerin-free. Bite toothpaste bits are so convenient. You just pop a bit in your mouth, you chew it up, and you start brushing, and it will turn to paste just like you're used to, but with no plastic tube or messy paste. Listen, I've tried it a few times, and this stuff is like magic. Y'all need some Bite toothpaste. Also, Bite's sleek glass bottles and jars look amazing on your vanity and elevate that shelfie game. Get it? Shelfie, selfie. No hiding gooey plastic tubes here. So listen, Bite is offering our listeners 20% off your first order. Go to trybite.com/humanhope or use code humanhope at checkout to claim this deal. That's trybite.com/humanhope. Our next partner is Green Chef, the number one meal kit for eating clean. Hey, listen, Human Hope Familia, let Green Chef take the work out of eating clean this holiday season with chef-crafted, nutritionist-approved recipes featuring fresh ingredients with nothing artificial. My family loves when we get our Green Chef boxes because Heather can just be like, you know what? I don't have to think too hard. I'm just going to make what's in the box. Nourish your body all holiday season long with flavorful meals made with clean ingredients. Choose from 80 weekly options that change every single week, featuring delicious, nutritionist-approved recipes. You don't have to lose track of healthy eating habits during the holidays. Every Green Chef customer gets, check this out, a free session with our registered dietitians who can walk you through how to make clean eating work for you. So you can sign up and start your journey towards better health today. Green Chef also helps you eat clean with dinners that work for you, not the other way around. So if you're paleo, keto, whatever it is, they've got protein-packed meals with 30-plus grams of protein. They also have smart meals under 650 calories. This is what I'm going to ask you to do. Go to greenchef.com/60humanhope and use code 60humanhope to get 60% off plus 20% off your next 2 months. That's greenchef.com/60humanhope and use code 60humanhope to get 60% off plus 20% off your next 2 months. Green Chef, the number one meal kit for eating well. Okay, so wedding's good.
Wedding's going.
Heather, we're switching to you here.
Okay, I'm ready.
You are not on Instagram.
I'm not.
My DMs have been, especially the last week, because you've been with me all week, so you've been on my stories. We miss Whit Farm. What's Whit Farm? Where's Whit Farm? I mean, someone even said, is Whit Farm okay?
That's a great question.
So what... Is Whit Farm
okay? I don't think Whit
Farm. Yeah. Okay. Actually, I'm not talking to Heather right now. I'm talking about Whit Farm. Is Whit Farm okay?
Heather is doing great. Yeah. Is that who you're talking about?
No, we're talking about Whit Farm. Mama.
Oh, Whit Farm.
It's like Los Whit versus Carlos. You know.
Yeah, I'm just not feeling it. So I'm not doing it.
What does that mean? What happened?
She looked at us like, I don't know, 3 weeks ago. Whenever she stopped Instagramming, she said, you know what I'm kind of over right now? I'm kind of over Instagram, Whit Farm. I don't really want to do it anymore. I was like, Mom, you can't just stop.
Yes,
you
know what
she did? She stopped.
She did.
Yeah. I'm trying to have the right words. I don't want to do it right now.
You don't have to have the right words.
Well, I just was trying to, you know. Yeah. I'm just not interested in... have a very full plate and I don't need I need to remove some things that are meaningless in my world right now. So that is not something that gives me life. It's not garden season either. And originally, it honestly was just a journal, because I am visual, a journal and reminding myself of what I planted and what worked for the garden and whatnot. Obviously, it changed. Excuse me.
Oh, man.
It's 9 o'clock
this
at night.
This is jet lag. What time is it in Nashville?
I don't know.
6
in the morning.
16 a.m.
It's 6:16 a.m. It's 9 a.m. 4:16.
Mm-hmm. We're all missed it
over here. So
yeah. I don't. I don't really need social media. Like I don't. I like to pop on to see some of my friends and stuff, but I'm just not into it very much. Yeah. Like I did it, obviously I live with you, so I'm around it all the time. And so it's easy to do because it's kind of a rhythm, right? But and then I got tired of that rhythm and don't want to do it right now. So I'm not.
So right now. So that means that you may come back.
Maybe. Maybe not.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
The hope.
You know what? It's honestly, it's like when I realized, oh, I don't like answer any of these questions except for like ones when people ask me to pray. I love that. Mm-hmm. Or if it's a travel question, I love that. Those are my two things that I love.
Maybe you should start a prayer and travel.
And you know what Instagram. Else I really don't like? Now that we're on this, I'm getting the ball
rolling. Here she goes.
I really hate scrolling through my DMs and like people just like giving me an emoji. Like, I don't need an emoji. Like, if you wanted to talk to me and have a conversation, then write a comment that's like a conversation starter. But the meaningless, like, that's the stuff that, like, I just don't have time for.
Yeah.
You know, and clicking on it and, like, it's just scrolling and it's just not for me. So I am so sorry if I offended anybody. What? Thanks for all your emojis. But
no, babe, listen.
It is not for me.
That's fine. That's good. That's good. Okay. Well, thanks for answering that.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
How are you doing on social media?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's a great question. I am, I'm kind of over it too, to be honest with you. What's that?
I said it pays some bills.
It does pay some bills. Can I tell you what I'm a little bit over? Mm-hmm. I'm over everyone's need for me to be what they need me to be. Mm-hmm. Like the
overall, if you are a quote influencer, you need to check these boxes.
Yes. Yeah. And honestly, like there's just a lot more of that lately. Mm-hmm. Like there's a lot more of people placing expectations on me that they're not paying me for. You know, like this isn't my
Instagram doesn't pay.
Yeah. Anything, like I'm so. like it's, I have a platform. People have jumped on. People have done, we've done a lot of good things.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, I had somebody the other day, you know, write something like, I've even donated to your giving blitzes, as if I'm like, oh, okay, so now you're paying me.
Yeah.
But like, so this is like your payment to me. Like, you do know I don't get any of that money.
Right.
But when someone said that, it just, I don't know, that kind of dug something in me that I'm like, I'm sorry. Like, I don't work for you. I don't, you know. And so, I don't know. Like, I'm a little over that part of it. Just because I've been in a season where, you know, I haven't been talking about some of the deeper things that is going on in the news in the world. Because I've been dealing with my dad.
Yeah.
And my parents across the street. And my daughter's getting married. My life is full.
It's true. Mm-hmm.
And so, I'm going to have capacity for that again at some point. But just there's an expectation. And everyone's expectation is based on what they think is important, right? So I can't be all things all people. So I'm a little over that part.
Yeah.
Thanks for asking.
Oh, I get it, because I can't even attempt the things that you do, the conversations you have, the people and their words. It's just,
I do get over it sometimes, but I do love it too. I do enjoy helping people.
We have lots of relationships. Heck, we just went to Montana because of an online relationship. Like, we wouldn't have known Levi and Jenny and Fresh Life if it wasn't for online, and Leanne, and there's so many people that we know because of online. So I don't don't diss that, but
yeah,
there's also balance and boundaries.
And I do wonder sometimes that, you know, the question pops up in my head. I wonder when I'm just going to be done.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like that. I'm not going to be 80 years old and insta-storing. So like there will come a point when I just stop. And it's like, when is that day?
Do you think it would be, because you've always, you know, people always ask, what's it like to have the camera on all the time or like everything shared online? Do you think it will be another platform that takes your storytelling? Because honestly, like, I know we shared this before, but Carlos was telling stories when we were dating. He was sending emails, like mass emails, to anyone that he had his email list. It was an email list of his friends that he would just, you know, write a story about, whether it was us getting engaged or a pregnancy or a trip. He would just write these stories. So even before there was social media, you were sharing your life. And so do you think that part will stop, or do you think that the part would stop with what it looks like in the context of right now? I just can't imagine you not telling stories.
No, I think I'll always tell stories, and I think I'll always want people to listen to my stories.
Yeah.
You know, and so I love writing books.
Uh-huh.
You know, I wonder if when and if I write a fiction book or a novel, if that will, in some way,
maybe
replace this.
Yeah,
like,
interesting.
I wonder if that, because I do want to do that one day. I want to write a novel. But yeah, I don't know.
Guys, I literally have done about 10 gigantic yawns. I've tried to hide them, but if we were really filming this, it would be like those embarrassing face contorted situations.
No, Heather's contorting her face. So Hala.
Yes.
Back to you.
Back to Tad.
Tag. How you rented your fancy camera?
Yes.
How are you feeling about the photos you're getting so far in Japan?
Great. I mean, it's been one day.
I know. It's been one day.
I think what I'm most excited, like, I love street photography, but I also, like, that's not where I don't long to do that.
Yeah.
I long to take, like, landscape and, like, more cultural, like, photography. So when we go to, where are we going?
Kyoto.
Kyoto. Whatever.
Did you say Kyoto?
I said that.
Hey, how do you say thank you in Japanese? Gosh.
I don't remember.
Arigato. Okay, it's okay. We'll do that later. So we're going to Kyoto, and you're gonna take some photos. I'm trying to hype up your print shop, baby. Like, are you gonna sell some of these things? Are you gonna take a Mount Fuji shot out the window of the train? What's going on?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Are you kidding? Yeah, I'm totally. I'm super excited about that. Like, I'm just excited to see just the buildings and the landscapes and the trees and, like, everything.
I'm excited to get out into, like, space.
Space.
Oh, that sounded funny. I just mean, like, open spaces.
Yeah. Oh, because we're in a city.
The city is just
very... city.
Yeah.
And I actually love it because, like, Asia is so different from Western culture that it's, like... It's just so cool to see their basically just like their architecture and like everything about looking down a street is not like it is looking down a street in Nashville or New York or anything like that.
Yep.
So I think it's like, it's just really cool to be able to capture it and be able to tell that story of this is not American. How can I tell it in the way that highlights their own culture and like trying to learn more about it too. And so I don't know. I'm excited, like Mom was saying, like to go more out of Tokyo and like see actual Japan and like what the country is also showing and all that stuff. So yeah.
We are partnering again this week with Indeed.com. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. That is mind-blowing. So listen, ditch the busy work. Stop going to all those websites and use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging all of your potential hires so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality candidates compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it gets you to the quality candidates quickly. The next time I hire, I am definitely going straight through Indeed. And I think that you should as well. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/human hope. Just go to Indeed.com/human hope right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/human hope. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Listen, when I was looking to start selling, there were so many options online. Where am I going to sell my shirts? Where am I going to make my shirts? What am I going to do? And finally, my daughter, who was running my merch site, said, you need to use Shopify. And I'm so glad that I did. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business, literally from the launch your online shopping stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to did we just hit a million order stage? That's right. Shopify is there to help you grow. So whether you're selling like scented soap or I don't know, brand new razors, whatever it is, Shopify helps you sell everywhere from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has you covered. Listen to this. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/human hope. All lowercase. Go to shopify.com/human hope now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/human hope.
Hey, so.
Yes, mommy.
What was your favorite part of today?
Whoa.
This is a great question.
I had the question that's going to end the podcast.
Okay.
What?
What are two things that surprised you?
Are we ending
you?
The podcast?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fast.
Well, I'm trying to keep the. I think I'm trying to keep him to like 30 minutes.
Okay.
These days, yeah, is that okay if we just?
You're in charge.
That's a great idea, Dad.
Okay. I mean, I don't want people to like. This one does feel like it could go longer, but we're going to end it. What are two things, both of you, myself included, that surprised you about Tokyo? Okay, two things that surprise you.
Yours.
Two, it can't be one. It has to be two.
I already know yours, but I'm going to steal it.
You better not.
So the trains are absolutely quiet.
You would never have said that had I not said that and Instagrammed it.
That's true. But
you stole it.
I do like, it's been, I've gone to, it feels like every subway or tube or any train station in a city, and they're all, everyone talks. At some point, like in Paris, everyone was talking or chatting or laughing or, you know, either just hiding to themselves or whatever. And then, you know, New York, I don't have to explain that. But here we walk in, it's like you could drop something and the whole train just like echoes.
It's for definitely instance, a cultural thing.
Oh, it is.
Sure.
There's no way it's not. But that was really fascinating to me at first.
Trains are quiet.
Like, you know, it's a whole other culture of like respecting people's ears, basically. Like, let them have their quiet. Don't be obnoxious and loud. And so it's been, you know, interesting for us Americans who are easily loud.
I have a hard time being loud, so I've been really well, me trying to hold in my laugh and everything.
Even like right now, like I think we're being way too loud for this little Airbnb.
But it's like, we talk so much and we're so loud that it's kind of like...
Pretty loud family. Okay, what's number two?
Number two.
Heather, what's one? You come back.
What was the question? What surprised
me? Two things that surprised you about Tokyo or Japan, or we've only been here a day. But
yeah, we've only been here a day.
So Hala was talking that entire time and you weren't even thinking?
I was looking at our pictures from today. Hold on, let me think.
Oh, goodness. Okay, so she's thinking. I'm going to tell you mine. Gosh. Okay, number one. So Hala took my first one, so I'm going to have to do another one. I'm not a sushi guy. Like, I just never have been. I've had, like, sushi or sashimi at very nice, fancy sushi places that I was like, oh, that wasn't bad. Like, I could do that. That wasn't bad. What I had tonight at this sushi restaurant, and it was a gluten-free sushi restaurant where they can make it gluten-free. It was the tuna belly.
Yeah.
And I swear to you, that might be one of the greatest things I've ever put in my mouth.
I didn't get to have it because I can't eat tuna.
Right, you can't. Now. It like melted. It's like I was eating just a stick of butter some rice. Like, it was.
You know what I had that I've never had that was a stick of butter?
What?
Well, I don't even know the name of the fish, but it's the fish that has like the little antenna that's like a light bulb.
Oh, yeah. You know?
The lampfish.
Yeah, the lampfish. I had its liver.
Yes, I had it too, and I almost gagged.
It was delicious.
No, you're like, you need to try this.
Butter.
It was so good. But when I bit it, it was the wrong consistency. Well, and I was like, oh my God, this is a fish.
I don't eat liver all the time.
Yeah.
So tagging off that.
Well, hold on. What surprised me is how good sushi is.
Okay.
That's what I'm very surprised about. Okay. And I know people say that, but for a non-sushi guy to be like, I could eat that every single day. Okay. That's surprising. Okay, now you get to go.
So we went to this one place because Hala and I are on the 6-month journey of fixing some health issues. And so we are not eating gluten right now. At all. And so soy sauce is made up typically with gluten. And so we found a place that has soy sauce gluten-free, which is why we went to this place. But the thing that surprised me is in doing my research, how Japanese people do not have any gluten intolerances. They don't have any soy problems.
Right. They don't.
Their allergens, like celiac disease, it's not even covered. It's not even covered on insurance because it's so non-existent. And so like just that, it blows my mind because of where Americans
are. Why is that?
You know what? I mean, a lot of people are like, oh, they don't eat organic or they don't eat, you know, like whatever. Japanese, they use pesticides, they use, you know, a lot of things. I think it's a combination of a million different things that I would love to have. What would that be? Like a sociology data report kind of learn like the different things. I don't know. I mean, it's environment, it's stress level, it's a million different things that can happen, but that's just really fascinating that's not even, they literally eat, like, so Hala and I are trying to have food. She can't have soy, and we both can't have gluten, and it's nearly impossible.
I would not recommend coming to Tokyo if you can't have
soy. We're on this elimination
nearly
diet.
Impossible
it's horrible.
To eat here, and so we're doing our very best, but
you guys are doing great.
Thank you, Dad.
I'm eating everything. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
Oh, it's true.
But so that was really surprising and interesting.
That's good. That's a good
and
surprising.
Then I think my second one is just the people. There is everyone has some sort of black on. And of course everyone's hair is black. So there is just this thread of black, which is it's just surprising. It's just kind of funny. And then everyone is just dressed. It's not as fashion forward that I thought as Seoul was.
Right.
Yeah. So really? I really thought it was, I literally, when
I've seen like three people
to Seoul,
that I'm like, whoa, you're
every
really
single
cool.
person was decked out.
Really?
Yeah. And we felt so like embarrassed almost.
I would say that.
And I would say that like, you know, 20% of the people walking are still
decked out, looking nice, amazing,
but not 80% in Seoul. So, that was a little interesting. Yeah, okay. It's just interesting to see the different shifts.
Japan's a little bit more laid back.
Yeah.
You know, they're not so uptight.
They got the island vibes.
Yeah, they do. They got that. We did pass a house today that was a like Minnie's hula studio.
Yeah, there was.
That's good. Okay, so Haley, your second thing.
I would have to say my second thing would be I didn't know 7-Eleven was so popular.
Do they have Slurpees in there?
I don't know.
That's a good question.
But I didn't like.
Oh, man.
I never would have thought. Because like 7-Eleven for us is like, oh my gosh, Slurpees. Like,
that's all that
we could
for.
Always get them, you know, in the States. Mm-hmm. I've never
Maybe
really
a tank
seen
of gas.
Them. Exactly. I've never really seen them outside of America. So I didn't really like expect them in
They're
Tokyo.
Everywhere.
And it's like every turn
every
you
other
go.
Block.
Like yeah. It's crazy. So I think that's just kind of been like,
yeah.
This is weird, but okay. Like, here we go.
You yeah. know what? I haven't seen. I haven't seen one McDonald's.
I have you?
Yeah, I saw one.
You oh. did?
It was over by Zara today.
I did not see one.
Was, and there was McDonald's. A Burger King across the street.
I saw Kentucky there Fried Chicken, which makes me laugh because we live in.
Kentucky Fried Chicken is what everyone here eats it's, for Christmas.
That's so bizarre.
Isn't that crazy?
So, crazy. So bizarre.
There and they have like all these ads that run. It's like a big thing, Colonel that's Sanders. And
actually yeah. quite funny.
Tokyo.
Thanks for letting us ramble here.
Yeah.
This is oh, no, the this, real is good. This is good. This is actually, this is the content that I wanted.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't really anything.
I have one more. Actually, it was a lot of things. For people that want to come to Japan, this is really good. I have one more thing that surprised me.
Oh, yeah.
It was an app that I didn't know about.
Oh, yeah.
So I guess this isn't necessarily surprising about Japan, except for when we were trying to, I was trying to talk to a young Japanese man and I only know three words. So yeah. He pulled out his little phone and started talking into it. And then it typed out what he was saying in English. And I was like, oh my gosh, wait a second. My app does that too. But my app is called Papago. And I found it from some YouTuber. But watch this. I can translate from English to Japanese and I can like hand it to the person you're talking to. Watch this. So I'm gonna go, my big toe hurts. Can you please cut it off?
Oh my gosh.
And there it is. And so a dude would pull out his knife and chop off my toe.
Do you think you could have said another thing?
No, I mean,
that was
I don't
kinda
know.
Weird. It really was.
It's fine. It's weird. Okay. Well, so Hala, thanks for sharing about your wedding.
So Hala, can we talk about what was your favorite thing about today?
Yeah, I totally skipped this.
I know. I asked that question and then you were like, oh no.
Oh, okay.
My
fine.
Favorite thing in the whole entire world that made me cry my eyes out.
Oh, yeah.
Surprisingly, I didn't expect it. We went to a Pig Nick Cafe, aka a cafe with pigs.
Yes.
Miniature pigs running around.
Like a coffee shop with
yes.
pigs.
Yes. And one of my favorite animals are pigs. I have a pig stuffed animal that I've had since I was born, and I just love them. And honestly, I didn't expect how cute they were going to be and how perfectly small and pig-like they were gonna be until
and
they
like cuddled with you and they
like jumped up and they just wanted to be pet and loved and it was
oh my gosh it was
I'm so
cute.
Glad that you love that baby it was yeah. maybe one of my top five most miserable moments of the week.
That's you're so dramatic only because you had to sit on the ground.
Listen, I had to sit on the ground. I'm not flexible. Listen, I had to sit in a chair when I was in kindergarten because I couldn't sit crisscross applesauce because my hip flexors are so tight. And then like that, you know, these are farm animals that are like crawling around
not.
On you. Yeah.
They're
and they're
clean.
Peeing everywhere.
No, they're not.
They did not. Yeah. Oh my gosh. There was no poop.
In their little litter box. Yeah.
There was no poop
were
and they walked away okay. and went and peed in the
Heather,
litter box.
Heather, what was your favorite part today?
My favorite part?
Yeah.
Was when we were at the Christmas, we went to like some Christmas thing. It yeah. was very.
It was not Christmas.
It was so not Christmas
yeah.
that they started to play Sweet Home Alabama.
They did. The Japanese band.
Yeah. That was actually my favorite part.
Oh, it was?
Yeah. Sweet Home okay. Alabama and at the Christmas Bazaar.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. My favorite part of it wasn't today. It was last night where you guys went to the grocery store to find food because you couldn't eat where I was eating. And then I dropped in at this like kind of ramen place down this alley. And so I walked in. Older Japanese kind of cook in the back kind of was telling me to sit down somewhere and do something. I stumbled my way through ordering and eating. And then at the end, I've been practicing saying thank you. And I've just been practicing it over and over and over. And so like, I'm whispering it to myself. And finally, when it's time, I stand up and I say, let me see if I can get this right.
You better.
Arigato gozaimasu is what I said. And he goes, and he starts high-fiving the other guy, and they were laughing and waving at me and bowing. And they were so pumped that I spoke in Japanese. And so, I mean, I just think, listen, if I'm here, I'm going to try to speak the language as much as I can, which isn't going to be a lot, but as much as I can. And so I'm learning a couple things. And that was probably my favorite part was the reaction of this older man in there. All right. Well, this... We did it, guys. You actually made it last longer, Heather. It actually lasted 40 minutes, our conversation. So with the ads, this may be an hour. Guys, I was trying to do a 30-minute episode. Who knows? Hopefully, I don't have 20 minutes of ads. If I do, I apologize. All right, guys. So this is it. Hey, Soheila, Heather, say goodbye to the Human Hope family.
Goodbye.
Hey, say, we'll see you next week on another episode of Human Hope.
We'll see you next week on another episode of Human Hope.
See ya.